Did I shave my legs for this? Now when we first met, you promised we'd get a house on
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 1073 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel still waiting for the return of all the hostages, but Hamas says right now there are no more remains to turn over. It is clear from a chilling video that at least some inside Hamas are carrying out retribution. ABC Stephanie Ramos.
With Hamas back on the streets of Gaza, video appears to show the militants carrying out a public execution, raising concern about whether the terror group will be willing to disarm.
U.S. officials say Hamas has not violated the peace deal. President Trump is now considering military strikes on Venezuela to go after drug cartels. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
Trump now acknowledging he's authorized covert CIA action in the country, escalating a campaign against Venezuela's authoritarian leader, Nicolas Maduro.
The media is standing firm against new Pentagon rules requiring reporters clear their stories with Secretary Hegseth. Reporters turned in access badges and exited the Pentagon yesterday. This is ABC News. Russia has been battering Ukraine's energy facilities with hundreds of drones and dozens of missiles a day before Ukraine's President Zelensky heads to Washington to ask President Trump for long-range missiles. It took human ingenuity to rescue a frightened feline from a pipe on Long Island. Here's audio from animal rescuers using a remote-controlled car, hoping to nudge the kitten from that pipe between storm drains.
Here she comes. The kid's not scared of the car.
No.
All right, now it's moving.
Yeah, the toy car caper worked like a charm.
Good grip. I got it.
They love to run back.
All right. Hello, kitty. We got you.
The cat is fine. The car is not. It got waterlogged. The Strong Island Animal Rescue League plans to buy a better one and work smarter, not harder. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Progressive knows owning a home can be hard, but not always. Like when you're relaxing on your patio, enjoying a nice, quiet evening. Ah, so quiet. Except for the sound of the neighbor's party. Which you said you'd go to if you weren't busy. And your quiet night on the patio, that's not exactly busy, is it? Maybe you should just stay inside. At least Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare rates, so shopping for insurance is the easiest part of owning a home. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think Verizon, the best 5G network, is expensive? Think again. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store today, and we'll give you a better deal. Now, what's it do with your unwanted bills? Maybe turn them into paper airplanes headed to see and ever AT&T and T-Mobile. Jokes aside, the best 5G network has you covered with the most ways to save on plans, streaming, and phone deals. So bring in your bill to your local Verizon store today, and we'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on Root Metric True Score report dated 1H2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid consumer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. Additional terms apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. A bill that lawmakers hope will reduce the amount of reckless driving offenses in Milwaukee and elsewhere now heads to Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who's indicated he'll sign it. Under that bill, police would be able to impound vehicles used in a reckless driving offense, regardless of who owns the vehicle. Governor Evers is urging President Trump not to terminate energy project funding. The governor sent a letter amid reports that the Trump administration plans to terminate over 600 awards, including $1.5 billion that's already been approved for Wisconsin projects with energy-related goals and objectives. And Wisconsinites are being urged to get their flu, COVID, and RSV vaccines now rather than later. Department of Health Services epidemiologist Tom Haupt says those shots take time to activate in your body, so getting the shots now will help prevent you from catching or spreading illness later in the season. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
At Compere Home, we know the way to finance your construction project. From traditional builds to unique rural homes like barn dominiums. With single-close construction loans and long-term fixed rates, we make financing simple and steady. Qualified clients even have the option to serve as their own general contractor if desired. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompureHome.com today. We're Compure Home, and we know the way. Compure Home is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 619731. We know the feeling. When you close your eyes, you're there. Wide open spaces, fresh air, the home you've been dreaming of. We also know there's uncertainty. Between you and your destination, there's the unknown. But at Compure Home, we've been helping neighbors like you finance rural homes for decades. Call 833-759-4726 or visit CompureHome.com today. We're Compure Home, and we know the way. Compure Home is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 619731.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sildana.
Oh, no. I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly.
At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
With 24-monthly bill credits on Experience Beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with some scattered showers developing, maybe even a thunderstorm later in the day. Highs in the mid-60s. An isolated shower tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. And some showers redeveloping Friday, mainly in the afternoon. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 53 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby, tell me, where'd you ever learn to fight without saying? like it's all gonna be alright. Don't you know how much it hurts? When we don't talk, when we don't touch, when it doesn't feel like we're even in love, it matters to me. When I don't know what to say, don't know what to do, don't know if it really even matters to you. How can I make you see it matters to me? Maybe I still don't understand the distance between a woman and a man. So tell me how far it is, how you can love like this, 'cause I'm not sure I can. When we don't talk, when we don't touch, when it doesn't feel like we're even in love, it start as friends, the weekend just might end.
tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Flashing in my rear view. The sheriff said, boy, I should have known it was you. You got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice and now I'm riding you up. I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing as like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. There was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Me and old Harley just had to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. They threw us out, closed down the bar. I said the Long Branch is open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up, turn me loose, and let me go. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. No such thing as like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, 'cause I ain't never had too much fun.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Daryl Singletary, too much fun here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures upper 40s to low 50s, some areas of rain across the region. We have our ag weather forecast this hour. We're also talking with Suzanne Fanning with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Had a chance to talk with Suzanne during World Dairy Expo about a new promotion DFW is doing. We'll find out more about that. Well, longtime Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is not optimistic about the upcoming meeting between President Trump and the Chinese president. He regrets saying it, but he says rare earth minerals that China is limiting for export are more important to the U.S. economy than the U.S. soybeans that Beijing has shut out. He says recent events don't bode well for soybeans. Now, President Trump said he's going to bring up the tariffs on U.S. Soybeans with the Chinese president. But Grassley is urging Trump to boost domestic demand for soybeans with biofuels as the better option. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
I started making supplements for dairy cows in my garage and selling them to local farmers. Now First Choice Dairy Supply distributes products all across the U.S. and in 50 countries around the world. I'm Tucker Silverhorn, president of First Choice Dairy Supply, and I've been a member of Wisconsin Credit Union for over 20 years. I have a master's degree in organic chemistry. I know how to make these products, but I am not a money person. I need a partner with financial expertise, and that's Wisconsin Credit Union. I trust Wisconsin with all my financial matters because they've done such a good job of bringing different solutions to the table, being open and clear with their communication. As a business owner, I wear a lot of hats. One day I might be working on chemistry. One day I might be developing a new product. The next day I might be doing sales. Next day I might be plowing this parking lot. Having Wisconsin Credit Union come down and spend time with me, that's been really valuable for me. I run the science. They help me run the business.
Wisconsin Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
I can count on Wisconsin Credit Union.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling in the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today, I have the pleasure of being with Casey Kindler with National Milk Producers Federation. Casey, welcome, and tell us what you do at National Milk.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me. At National Milk, I'm the Senior Director of Board, State, and Member Relations. So everything I do kind of dabbles in that membership space, making sure we're communicating out to our members what National Milk does, and also providing that forum for those dairy producers to talk about, you know, what's happening boots on the ground and how National Milk can help them in the dairy policy space.
Now, you just finished up a week at World Dairy Expo, and I know you were on a panel out there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So World Dairy Expo is always a great event, and it felt like a full circle moment for me. I was out there. It was my last trip when I was with my last organization. So first trip with National Milk, so it was really great to meet familiar faces and meet new people as well. We did have some panel discussions out there. I introduced a panel that was hosted by National Milk Producers Federation's Young Cooperators Program. This panel was about progressive farmers, so innovation, strategy, the future of dairy farming. So we had four panelists on that panel, and they discussed what does the future of dairy farming look like for them. And what we really found is that it can look different for each dairy farmer. But I think one of the main takeaway messages that I got from the panel was, as long as they are always striving for continuous improvement, that they are thinking about the future of what their dairy, their family, their community, you know, as long as they have that kind of mindset, they are being a progressive farmer and thinking about, you know, what could they do differently? What could they do better? How could they better serve their family, their dairies, their community? It really puts things into perspective for me to come back to the office and have that be my fuel for working for them in the office space in Arlington, Virginia. Everything that is, you know, hits a dairy farmer, we try to make sure that they're in our priorities. And so working on their behalf on Capitol Hill, making sure that we're having those conversations with legislators, with Congress, making sure that our members' voices are being heard. And one of the other things, we hosted another panel at World Dairy Expo about dairy policy and, you know, dairy policy in the Trump era. We're about 250 days in, and one key message that came out of that panel, we had several members on that panel, as well as our president and CEO, Greg Dowd. And one of the take-home messages was, we have to have a united voice. We have to be unified and go to Capitol Hill, go to our congressmen, go to our legislators, and make sure that we're all speaking with the same voice. Because if they hear from dairy producers or cooperatives and they're hearing mixed messages, that's not going to help the dairy community. That's not going to help the dairy community at large.
Tell us about your annual meeting coming up.
Sure. So our annual meeting happens every year. This year it is in Arlington, Texas. It is our joint annual meeting. And so what this is we bring together dairy producers from all walks of life. And really, joint annual meeting is hosted by National Dairy Promotion and Research Board, National Milk Producers Federation, and the United Dairy Industry Association. And this year, Arlington, Texas, November 10th through the 12th. So registration is open. We'd love to see as many dairy farmers out there as possible. We are expecting about 750 to 800 attendees, so we're really excited. And this year's theme is Making Every Drop Count, Driving Results for Dairy. So really demonstrating the commitment of the National Dairy Farmer Promotion and Policy Organizations to implement strategies and programs that optimize short and long-term success for our dairy farmers and the broader dairy community. So excited for those conversations. We have a lot of panels planned. We have some breakout sessions, some keynote addresses. So excited to bring everyone together in Arlington, Texas, and really, again, give me the opportunity to meet our members and also get more of that appreciation and fuel that drives us every day.
You know, the more we can communicate with each other, particularly in your position and your members, it's just got to be really educational and informative to you, and really helps drive home why you're doing what you're doing.
Absolutely. And, you know, hearing from our members, you know, they are why we are here. And so our members set our priorities, you know, set our strategic direction. And so hearing from them, you know, what really matters, what do we need to focus on at the National Milk Producers Federation at the federal level. It's very important, and it drives everything we do.
Casey, tell us where we can find more information about National Milk and or the annual meeting.
So to find more information about National Milk, you can visit our website at nmpf.org. We also have a podcast that's called Dairy Defined.
Casey Kindler with National Milk Producers Federation, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, John.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-298-4932. 800-298-4932. Again, that's 800-298-4932.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Driving down the interstate, running 30 minutes late, singing Margaritaville and minding my own. Some foreign car driving dude with a road rage attitude pulled up beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird, and then he was gone. Some beach, somewhere, there's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair. Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture myself right there on some beach somewhere. I circled the parking lot trying to find a spot just big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was getting into his car. I stopped and I waited for him to back up. But from out of nowhere, a Mercedes-Benz came cruising up and whipped right in. Some beach, somewhere, there's nowhere to go and you got all day to get there. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum, and he started drilling before I was numb. Some beach, somewhere, sunset burning up the atmosphere. There's music and dancing and lovers romancing the salty evening air on some beach somewhere. Down old 2 mile hill, tennis shoes up on the handlebars, paying no mind to the passing cars. No doubts, no fears, just like when you are here. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net.
Took a little time to get up to speed, to find the confidence and the strength I'd need, to just let go and reach for the sky. You know, sometimes it felt I could fly. No doubts, no fears, just like when you are here. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard. No hands. Doesn't take much, just a smile or a touch, and I'm a kid again. I can almost feel that wind. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls. No net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard. No hands. Look hard. No.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Randy Travis, Look Hard, No Hands here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 52 in downtown Durand. Let's review markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, November milk up 5 to 16.34, December up 13 to 16.53, January down 2 to 16.13, February steady at 16.34. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels up 3 to 174, 40-pound blocks steady at 170 and 3 quarters, 1 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day, cash butter up 3 to 167, 3 trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk down 1.5 to 111.5, 2 trades, dry weigh steady at 63, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, cattle markets for today should be mixed once again. Still no cash cattle had traded from yesterday, but the trade's still looking for some type of trade today. The trade, though, still starting to be a bit more cautious with live and feeder cattle markets, really wanting to see more fundamental support develop before moving prices much higher. Hog markets, they'll also open to mostly mixed today. We did see some strength in some of the pork cutout values yesterday. That supported the markets, but that strength is going to need to continue for today to move prices higher. October live cattle open the day at 242.17, December at 246.77, February 248.75. October feeder cattle open at 379.72, November 380.67, January 377.85, December hogs open at 83.60, February 85.70, April 89.32. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are flat, soybeans are moving higher, wheat markets are moving mostly lower. Now, corn is seeing some disappointing yield reports from Iowa. One Iowan farmer reported a 55-bushel difference in yields due to southern rust compared to unaffected fields. But demand for corn continues also to support prices. The soybean complex still has some trade tension talks and threats from the U.S. of an embargo on cooking oil from China. Now, that would boost domestic soybean demand for biofuel production. That actually could help U.S. soybean markets. Wheat traders, meanwhile, they were overlooking some of the strong demand in the markets due to the positive weather for winter wheat planting and emergence.
This morning, December and March corn both up a half. December at 417 and a quarter. March at 432 and three quarters. May steady at 441. New crop 26 also steady at 454 and three quarters. November and January beans both up four. November at 10 and a half. January 1028 and a quarter. March up four to 1043 and three quarters. While new crop 26 up two and three quarters to 1058 and three quarters. December soybean meal up 50 cents to 276.40. December soybean oil up 28 cents to 51.08. Chicago wheat, December down 2.5 to 496.20. And March now down 2.25 to 513.5. Meanwhile, Minneapolis wheat, December down 3 to 548. March down 3 quarters to 570. Energy markets higher this morning. November crude oil up 48 cents to 58.75. December up 46 cents to 58.30. November and December gas both up a cent. November at 184. December at 179. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce cover crop and forage planting services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and triticale. Farmers, it's harvest time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand. Local markets from Wednesday at Alsivia Durand. Cash corn 357, December 362, January 362, new crop 26, 395. Cash beans 907, December 914, January 919, new crop 26, 946. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 366 and three quarters, November 366 and three quarters, December 371 and three quarters, January 388 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 373, December 370 and January 377. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 361, cash beans 916. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 362, new crop 26, 405, cash beans 911, new crop 26 at 966. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 378, November 378, April 411, new crop 26, 409. Cash beans 930, November 942, April 1006, new crop 26, 996. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 363, December 366, cash beans 922, December 932. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 223 to 240, Holstein fed cattle 200 to 230, market cows 115 to 166, bulls 150 to 205, calves 525 to 1650, beef steers 250 to 525, Holstein steers 185 to 490. Sheep markets, light lambs 275 and down, market lambs 230 and down, ewes 120 and down, rams 160 and down, goat markets, does 135 and down, bucks 265 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 150 to 285, fed lambs 205 to 222, ewes 85 to 115. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
see how I got Betty away from her mama. That old girl watched her all the time.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins from World Dairy Expo. Thank you to our expo sponsors, including AMPI, Elsevia Co-op, Christina's Cover Crops, BioVet, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, Compeer Financial and Animal Wellness Center, Buffalo Valley. And as you can tell from behind us, those of you watching, we are at the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin's booth here at World Dairy Expo. Joining us right now, Suzanne Fanning. She's the Chief Marketing Officer with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We are going to talk about the brand new Born to Dairy promotion or program with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And Suzanne, thank you for joining us this morning. Okay, tell us about this program. What's Born to Dairy?
Well, I would love to tell you about it. It's a farmer-first storytelling campaign, and it really is all about showcasing the pride, the heritage, the personality, the quirks of all of our farmers across the state.
And so this is going to be done to feature these farmers. How's this going to be done?
Well, we're doing it in partnership with Charlie Behrens, a Midwest humor icon. So it's going to be a really funny campaign. And the videos are hitting his social today, actually any minute. So people should be seeing them. And we're showing some of like the fun personalities, like, here I've got some cards here, the Farm MacGyver. So this would be the farmer that everybody knows who can fix anything on the farm with baler twine and duct tape. And so we say he hasn't really thrown anything away since 1997, just in case. So this is kind of one of the fun personas.
I know radio engineers, myself included, we save everything. I'm just saying, because you might need it someday.
That's right. Absolutely. And kind of like in contrast to that, right? So that would be kind of your traditional farmer. We've got maybe the new kind of farmer, and that would be the Gen Z farmer. And so this farmer, and this is kind of fun because you recognize this model. This model is actually the current Allison Dairyland who stepped in to do this one for us. And this is the Gen Z farmer. And so we say that this one is actually slowly convincing dad that the cloud is not just about the weather. So, you know, and it's great. There are a lot of Gen Zs who are getting into farming, and we love it, and that's great. This is another one that people might not think of as the traditional sort of farmer because, you know, sometimes people think of dairy farmers as kind of an older gentleman, maybe sitting on a pail, sadly, right? They don't realize that things are changing these days. And people will walk up to some of the younger, just fierce, fabulous, strong, independent women and say, oh, like, you're too pretty to be a dairy farmer. And there are so many young, wonderful women who are in dairy farming. So we did a whole persona around that called the Dairyland Darling. Another one you might recognize because this is modern day farm chick. And so she was our model for this one. And so we say that she is lethal with a pitchfork and a pout. So lots of fun things around her. Another fun persona. We got lots of these personas out there. This one is your iconic grandma on the farm, right? So she's raised two generations of farmers already. She's got barn shoes who are older than you, and she knows that anything can be solved with either butter or prayer. So
You know what, there's that, and while it's not a dairy product, my grandma would also say brandy.
Yeah,
you got to have brandy included on that. That was but she would fit that one perfectly.
Yep, absolutely. Also, you know, TikTok is out there, and there's also Farm Talk. And so this was a good one. And although it's kind of funny because Charlie and Andrew's one of our board members who stepped in to model for this, said there's a lot more manure and a lot more cursing on Farm Talk than on TikTok. So just lots of fun things. We say he's one viral video away from an ag influencer deal. So many like fun personas out there. We're launching with six here at Dairy Expo. There are more on the way, and we'd love for farmers to visit borntodairy.com and suggest more personas for us, because this is all kind of like user-generated stuff. These are all people who stepped in and did this for us for free. It's just a really fun campaign showcasing, like I said, those personalities, those quirks, just a lot of cool and fun things. And we want consumers to know that these are their friends, these are their neighbors, these are people that are a lot like them. them, and they can support these farmers by looking for the Proudly Wisconsin badge, which is, you can see behind us kind of a little bit, looking for that badge by drinking Wisconsin milk, by eating Wisconsin cheese, Wisconsin butter, loading up on that ice cream, all of those wonderful things that you really want to do anyway. And we also want to use this campaign to bring farmers together. And we want to say there are all kinds of different farmers out there. We love them all. We need them all. The one thing they all have in common in Wisconsin is the power of promotion. And we want farmers to understand what's happening with promotion. And here in Wisconsin, we are focused on MILK. It's all about the milk. It is marketing at retail and directly to consumers, international efforts. We've now got Wisconsin dairy available in 50 different countries. Local efforts, the local efforts that farmers are telling us that they really care about, youth and schools and June Dairy Month, a lot of these local efforts, and then keys to the future. So we're focused on innovation and things to make sure that dairy is going to be really successful tomorrow as well. So MILK. And you can learn more about that by reading our annual report, by subscribing to our newsletter, by connecting with us, following us on Facebook. So anyway,
talking with Suzanne Fanning, as she's Chief Marketing Officer at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Again, the new Born to Dairy program coming out. It's been released here at World Dairy Expo. Check out Charlie Barron's social media pages. And I'm sure these are also going to be propagating to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin's social media, right?
They absolutely are.
And you know, you mentioned you wanted to highlight the farmers. Hey, they're, you know, some of the quirks and a lot. But this is kind of something as well for that person in town. They're just like us, really. I mean, because all of these quirks fit in town, too.
They absolutely do. And I think, and you'll see that more and more with some of the other ones coming out. So there'll be farmers who show their love for Quick Trip, farmers who show their love for Culver's, for Packers. So, again, these are your neighbors. These are Wisconsinites.
Okay, now with Charlie Barron's, I know there's not going to be farmers that show their love for the Chicago Bears, I hope.
Yeah, I would think not.
I'm just saying. I don't know if that's going to be one of those topics there, or that you know, love the Cubs. I mean, okay, Brewers, Packers, Badgers. But this is something, it's a little bit different. And really, you mentioned it's also for the farmers. It's been a very stressful time for all of agriculture. There's kind of a little bit of a mental health aspect here for the farmers too.
That's true. And I think what we want to also say is that we take dairy farming and dairy very seriously, but we don't always have to take ourselves so seriously. So we wanted to have something a little bit lighthearted. Humor definitely works. People respond to it.
It's going to be great. You're going to want to check this out. And again, you can check it out on Charlie Barron's social media, the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin social media. Also, visit the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin's website. You got a suggestion, you definitely are going to want to, you know, give a suggestion. I think that would be a wonderful way to include in this. This is going to be fun, and I love the collector cards. These are going to be collector's items someday, so say, don't get rid of them. Hint, hint, to my mom, who got rid of all of my baseball cards when I was a kid, and those Robin Yount rookie cards are somewhere in the New Berlin West, or New Berlin landfill, which is really disappointing. Now, we're again with Suzanne Fanning, the Chief Marketing Officer of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy, and they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Warmer temperatures are on the way in our ag weather forecast, as highs will warm into the 60s today and 70s by tomorrow. However, there'll be also additional chances of rain. Cooler, drier air does arrive to start next week, though there'll also be additional chances for some rain. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a 50% chance of a shower. Highs 61 to 66. Relative humidities at 73 to 78%. Southeast winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30. We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation and about 2 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy early, then becoming partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower. Highs 55 to 60. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Southeast winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30. For Friday, partly sunny, a 50% chance of a shower. High 70 to 75. Relative humidities at 57 to 62%. South winds at 8 to 13. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, partly sunny, high 65 to 70. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 55 to 60. For Monday, mostly sunny, highs 60 to 65. And for Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower, highs 55 to 60. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Tractor rollovers are a main cause of death on farms. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Learn how to maneuver the machine on hills and the safety precautions you should take as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Hey, Jim.
Bob.
Quite a season, huh?
Yeah, there was a lot stacked against us, but that's where having a solid plan and, you know, data-driven insights instead of just guessing really made the difference.
Yeah.
Yep. We looked at soil types and other research to make sure every acre had the right seed to maximize ROI potential.
That's great. I was referring to the Greyhounds being undefeated.
Oh. Cropland seed. Anything but typical.
Every year, we hear stories of how somebody was injured or killed from a tractor rollover. These things happen in a split second, giving the rider no time to think and react. You can't always prevent an overturn, but your chance of survival is almost guaranteed if there is a rollover protection system on the tractor and you're buckled in. Chuck Schwab is an extension safety specialist at Iowa State University. He says tractors have a high center of gravity, which makes it easy for them to overturn, especially on a slope. The safest way to maneuver a slope is to back up the hill and drive down rather than driving across it. Unexpected things like depressions from soil erosion can catch you by surprise.
And so what happens is you're on a slope that's steep, and then when your tires go into that rill, and that causes the slope to be more steep at that one instant, then the tractor has started the shift towards rolling, and then it just continues.
Rear overturns are most often caused by hitching outside of or higher than the tow bar.
If your back wheels of the tractor get good traction and they don't move, and whatever you're towing isn't going to budge, if the wheel doesn't spin and there's power to it, there's enough power in most tractors that will take and lift the entire tractor and throw it backwards.
keep your speed down because it's easier to correct a hazardous situation if you're going slow. If the tractor starts to feel unstable and you're driving like you're in the Indy 500, it might roll before you can do anything about it. Learn more about preventing tractor overturns at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more.